Sorry, call you soon. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Over here, we're continuing the same direction that we've been working with in terms of the Torah Tavlin, in terms of the immunizing effect of Torah on the Yetzirah, and here we're dealing with the Hekef of the Shmira, Mizima, Tishmor Alecha, Tevuna Tinsereka, that we know that in the world of Averos, there are two levels of Averos. There are Hihuri Avera, and there are Maisa Avera. So the Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that the person, again, who learns Torah with the proper intensity and the proper and the proper tshuka, the proper will, so the Torah will, so the, in other words, we have parallel mizima tishmor alecha, concept of mizima edim zomimim asher zomim lasos, that the hirurim, hirurei Torah, will be a shmira for the hirurei avera. Tvuna, we pointed out that tvuna is the makeh bepatish, it's the final stage. So the final stage of the avera, of course, is the ma'isa avera. So the ma'isa mitzvos will serve the tvuna, the makeh bepatish of the world of mitzvah will serve as the shmira for the ma'isa avera. We pointed out that nitzira is a higher level of shmira. You need a higher level of shmira in terms of the ma'isa avera, because you're already one foot in the grave. You don't do a ma'isa avera unless you're already mahar here beforehand. So you already, you know, slipped up that you were mahar here. You have the half a minute of doing the avera. So not to be mahar here in the first place, that's the shmira. Once you're already mahar and not to do the avera, that requires the nitzira. Now we have a group of four psukim, actually eight psukim, that go back to what we spoke about back in Perakal. We pointed out that there are two levels of Yetzirah, the Ta'avani and the Ka'asani. This week is Riyud Aseres HaDibros, so the Ka'asani would be represented by Lo Tirtzach, and the Ta'avani would be represented by Lo Tinaf. Many times these two go hand in hand. Like if there's an armed robbery, so there is the Ka'as and the Taiva simultaneously. But they also can be separated. Some Averos are pure taiva, what we call mumar l'teyavon, and some averos are pure kas. You just want to hurt the other individual. You don't get anything out of it other than a perverse satisfaction of his being hurt. The classic example, of course, is retzach. In other words, you murder someone, so he's out of the picture now. Or lashon hara. Lashon hara is also a form of murder. You murder his character. The nachash, right, was the other animals went to the nachash. What hana'a do you get out of biting? What hana'a do you get out of saying Lashon Hara? And the Nachash said, I don't get any hana'a, but that's my, in other words, I don't need to get any hana'a. It's not as though this is fulfilling an appetite that I have for hana'a. It's ra for the sake of ra. So we have over here four psukim in the point that deal with Torah as helping to do a shmira in the world of the Ka'asani. That's Yud Beis through Tesvav. And then Pasuk Tetzayin Lahatzilcha Mi'isha Zara. You understand the Isha Zara? That's right, the Ta'avani. That follows through until Pasuk Yud Tes. Okay, so we're going to see the four and the four. Secondly, okay, just taking it stage by stage. One second. Yeah. Okay. Maybe, in other words, that we're going to see over here, that we're going to have two levels of Ra on each of these, in each world. But let's speak specifically now in terms of the Ka'asani, that we have the Ra of the person who is Ra Tocho Kabaro, namely, he may be Ra, but he has integrity, namely, he'll say exactly that which he means. It's clear, you can see he's inwardly and outwardly Ra. And then you have the individual who speaks sweetly, but in his heart, he's using this sweet talk in order to be able to do ra. Well, you know, it's the echad bepeh ve'echad b'leiv. We have a pasuk nitzor l'shoncha meira, u'sfasecha midaber mirma. There's ra, and there is mirma. The ra is the lashon hara, qua lashon hara. It's just totally negative. The mirma is the lashon that could be interpreted l'tov, but the purpose of saying it is to bring about a situation of ra. I'm using the Torah to bring about ra. So these psukim that we have deal with the kasani on both planes, back and forth. Okay, now with that introduction, lahatzilcha miderech ra meish midaber tahapuchot. So you can already see that you have the derech ra and you have the midaber tahapuchot, the echad bepeh, the echad balev. Ha'ozvim orchot yosher lelechet bedarkei chol. I'll come back to this in a minute. Hasmechim lasot ra yagilu betahapuchot ra. You have the asiyas ra, and then you have the tahapuchot ra, the ra which comes about as part of a process. Asher orchosehem ikshim, the person who is simply crooked. Unelozim b'ma'aglosam, the one who takes you on a roundabout, and it appears that you're getting to your goal, but in reality, it's bringing you back to the ra, but in a broader, in a roundabout way. Namely, we have over here back and forth, these two types, and so the Gra points out that we have over here basically the three areas of kiner mitzvah, v'torah or, v'derech chayim tochachot musar. That there are three areas in which that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us the world of mitzvah, he gave us the world of Torah, he gave us the world of midos. So these are the three areas. In other words, that there's a derech tov, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in midos. Mahu rachum afata rachum, the opposite would be a derech ra. We have the la'asot ra, we have the mitzvos, there are mitzvos, in other words, chiyuviyot, and then there are ma'isa aveira. And then we have the world of Torah, asher al choseim yikshimu nulozim magosam Torah ki drachah hadarchei noam v'chol nesivoseh shalom. Torah brings you to noam and shalom. Here the opposite of noam would be ikshim, the opposite of shalom would be nulozim. And so we have over here that in the kasani, whether he is through and through kasani or whether he's the mirma of kasani, whether we're dealing with kasani in the realm of midos, whether we're dealing kasani in the realm of being over on mitzos, whether we're dealing with kasani in the realm of being mafkia Torah, all of this one's learning can bring about an antidote, an immunization from all of these levels. The only ha'ara, we'll conclude, that the Gra was known that there was no such thing as synonyms, as opposed, let's say, to the Radak, you know, who constantly says that the Torah stresses, has a very beautiful vocabulary of words, and we have the same word mentioned over and over, more in the direction of the Malbim, or if you want to, the Malbim went in the direction of the Gra. In other words, in terms of every word has its own meaning, so over here we have Hasmechim Lasot Ra, Yagilu Betapuchot Ra. We have Simcha and we have Gila. What's the difference between Simcha and Gila? So this is not Dafka over here, this is the Gra throughout his Perush. Points out we have Yismachu Hashamayim Betagel Haaretz. Okay, that's a good way of remembering it. So Yismachu Hashemayim v'sagel haaretz. Simcha is the joy that one feels whenever one hits a new situation. Smechem b'tzeisam. In other words, that the simcha is always for the newness. So you have that the Shemayim is chadashim lebekarim. The Shemayim is constantly changing. That change brings about a constant degree of simcha. Masha'en ken gila, that is the continuous happiness when you're dealing with things that are remaining on a certain plane, the continuity. So the aretz, en kol chadosh tachas ha-shemesh, there was the aretz lo'olam omedet, so on the level of aretz you have gila. So over here, in terms of the ra, those, you know, the ra which is an immediate ra, namely, I speak Lashon Hara about this person, and I slam him directly in terms of making sure he doesn't get the job that he wanted, or doesn't get the girl that he wanted, or he doesn't get the food that he... Whatever my Lashon Hara accomplishes, that's the Smechim Lasosra. However, the one who is the Mirma, in other words, that I say something that is going to bring about, you know, it could be, on the surface it appears that really it's good, but my whole purpose is to hurt this person in the long run, so that when we have a long process, that's already gila, namely that when the process comes to the conclusion, the happiness is the happiness that I already knew was going to happen. In other words, I knew it was going to happen a week ago. I already set the stage for this to happen a long time ago. That happiness, which already is a continuity of something that existed earlier, that we call gila. So everything fits in very, very nicely and neatly over here on the level of the kaasani, all of the the breadth of the areas, the two levels of the Ra and the Mirma, and the Simcha and the Yila. Bli Neder, tomorrow we'll move over into the next four psukim that deal with the Ta'ava, Hatzuchamisha, Zara, but there also we have, you know, it's a number of psukim that sort of say the same thing in different ways, and we'll try and see, according to the Gra, what these mean, and then, you know, it's, we'll move on to the next topic. Okay? Bli Neder. I didn't say that.
Sean Bellick said that. Right. So then, well, this doesn't have to mean
Maisaveh. I mean, the Gra means Maisaveh. Well, and Mizima certainly relates to Hirurim. That we know. Right. In other words, the Unkulus in Chumash interprets.
Hirurim,
Avera,
Kasha,
Avera.
It's also, on one hand, it's also.
Hirurim, Avera, Kasha, because a person rationalizes to himself it's only a Hirur, there's nothing there. So the same way that we say that Hirurim Mitzvah are not considered to be Mitzvah in certain areas, in terms of not being a hefsek, etc. So a person can rationalize, my Yehuri Avera, what is it? It's just Stam Yehurim. And the moment that you have a rationalization, that's all that kasha on one hand. Over here, we're dealing with the koshi of trying to nip it in the bud. So before you begin to think about doing an Avera, it's easier to nip it in the bud than once already you're on the slippery slope, you already thought about it, you're already planning it. Now to take a step back is much more difficult when you're already rolling down the mountain than before you begin to roll down the mountain. So in that respect, you're correct that everything has different aspects. But that's the way the Gra understands it. Yeah.